special teams playing a role in that game. What is it about their power play that has gave you so much trouble this game, but has really given you trouble all year?
I don't know that you need to go back to January to tonight is the example. We put up four shots on their power play, so I didn't feel the first one had some zone time on. You know, the first goal is a shot tip that goes off our D skate right onto their tape, and the next is just a roll off on the boards and a pretty good shot. I didn't feel that their power play was necessarily momentum changing, with the exception of the goals. So clearly it was, but didn't feel coming off them that we were escaping anything.
Andrew Ladd talked about really liking the first two periods, not so much the third. Is this a case of not getting the full 60-minute effort you would have wanted?
No. There's a ton of effort issue in this game tonight. That was a hard-played, good battle game. We give up a goal. I liked this through two periods, give up a goal to start the period and go back short again at the 16 and a half minute mark. That affects the rhythm of the game. And their push is coming. At some point, that push is going to come. And we didn't get enough pucks to the net, I think, in the block of the third period to get some momentum back.
Just maybe go back and what was your impression of the game and what went wrong for you guys tonight?
Well, not a whole lot. I mean, I'm really pleased with our start, bringing in as many unknowns as we did to the game. Pace was good. Most importantly, our execution was good, and that's the thing you wonder, how you're passing the puck, are you moving your feet, those kind of things. So I liked a lot of it. We had some really good kind of rush chances there in the second period. Looking back at it, you say it's got to go to 3-1 in that game at that point in time. Like the physicality, it was that kind of game. The result of not a lot of miscues in the third period, but some events.
The emotional swings in a playoff series are something that are going to be new to some of your group. How do you keep this in perspective?
Well, it's, you know, in some ways quite a bit less devastating than some of those losses that we faced 2 or 3 weeks ago. We weren't figuring this would be 16-0 or 4-0. They're a good team. Their first game at home. We expect the best out of them. So there was a lot more good in our game for us than the final result may dictate.
But Bruce just said that you need your big guys to be big, and he said his words. How do you feel your top players performed tonight?
Yeah, I was happy with the game for the most part. I mean, I 5-on-5. We did a lot of really good things, and our top-end guys matched up very, very well. The story will be the power play goals, but I liked a lot of it.
Can you fix your power play without Matthew Perreault?
I like the second part of our power, the second one, quite a bit better. We went a stretch when Matty was gone that it went down and then came back up and was real good again, so yes.
How disappointing / disheartening was that penalty late in the second period that ended up in a goal and the tying goal and how that affected this game?
It's tough. I mean, those things, those are the emotions that you have to control. The six other times that happened in the game that there wasn't a penalty, I think maybe we were lulled into a false sense of security about what was allowed after the whistle.
Is there any concern at all about a role that playoff inexperience may have had in that third period in terms of just putting together a 60-minute effort in the playoffs?
No.